कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारे जमुना तीर वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जन्म तीरा वन चारी जन्म तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परविदगाचार्य सुतर डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परविदगाचार्य सुतर डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय राम जी कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाश्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गौर धाम की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय द्वारका धाम की जय गंगा मई जमुना मई भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauram, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Ujjanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Svapadam Hitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Rala Krishna Padanu Sahagana Shri Lalita Shri Vishakavitam Sa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Pranamani Haripiye Vyancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Kripa Shindra Deva Chapatitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyanur Maha Namam Vishnu Padare Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pachari Nirvisaisha Shunyavadi Pashtatagaskara Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18 Parikshit cursed by a Brahmana boy In today's text number 39, 40 and 41, right? Okay. So, I will just read text 40 and 40 and 39 and 40 and then we can read together 41. Is that okay?
Okay.
So, text number 39. I would like to. Sava angiraso brahma srutva suta vilapanam onnilya sanakair netra vishvacham se matorogam Translation, O Brahmanas, the Rishi who was born in the family of Angira Muni, hearing his son crying, gradually opened his eyes and saw the dead snake, snake, around his neck. Text 40. Visrajatam cha prapaccha vatsa kasmat di joshtici kenevate apakrityam iti ukta sanya nityat. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation, he threw the dead snake aside and asked his son why he was crying, whether anyone had done him wrong harm. On hearing this, the son explained to him what had happened. Purport. The father did not take the dead snake on his neck very seriously. He simply threw it away. Actually, there was nothing seriously wrong in the Maharaj Pariksit's act. But the foolish son took it very seriously and being influenced by Kali, he cursed the king and thus ended a chapter of happy is right. Okay, text 41. Nisamya saptam atat arham narendram sa brahmano natmajam abhyanandat aho batamho mahat atya te kritam alpiyasi droha kuru dhamo ditaha nisanya saptam atat arham narendram sa brahmano natmajam abhyanandat aho batam ho mahadat yate kritam alpiyasi droha urul tamo dritaha nisamya saptam atat arham narendram sa brahmano natmajam abhyanandat aho batam ho mahadadyate kritam alpiyasi droha urur damodritaha nishamya saptam atat arham narendram sa brahmano natmajam abhyanandat aho batam ho mahadatyate kritam alpiyasi droha urur tamodritaha response please Samya Saptam Nisamya after hearing Saptam calls.
First.
that are harm, never to be condemned. Narayindram, unto the king, best of the human king, humankind. Saha, that Brahmanaha, Brahman Rishi. Na, not. Atmajam, his own son. Abhyanandat, congratulated. Aho, alas. Birth, distraction. Amha, seems. Mahat, great. Adya, today. Te, yourself. Pritam, perform. Alpiyasi, insignificant. Drohe, offense. Puruho, very great. Damaha, punishment. Jitaha, awarded. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The father heard from his son that the king had been cursed, although he should never have been condemned, for he was the best among all human beings. The Rishi did not congratulate his son, but in the contrary, began to repent, saying, "Alas, what a great sinful act was performed by my son. He has awarded heavy punishment for an insignificant offense." Purport. The king is the best of all human beings. He is the representative of the God, and he is never to be condemned for any of his actions. In other words, the king can do no wrong. The king may order hanging of a culprit, son of a Brahman, but he does not become sinful for killing a Brahman. Even if there is something wrong with the king, he is never to be condemned. A medical practitioner may kill a patient by mistaken treatment, but such a killer is never condemned to death. This is in the Vedic culture. So what to speak of a good and pious king like Maharaj Parikshit? In the Vedic way of life, the king is trained to become a Rajarshi or a great saint, although he is ruling as king. It is the king only by whose good government the citizens can live peacefully and without any fear. The Rajarshis would manage their kingdoms so nicely and piously that their subjects would respect them as if they were the Lord. That is the instruction of the Veda. The king is called Narendra, or the best among the human beings. How then could a king like Maharaj Parikshit be condemned by an inexperienced, puffed-up son of the Brahmana, even though he had attained the powers of a qualified Brahmana? Question mark. Since Samakrishi was an experienced good Brahmana, he did not approve of the actions of his condemned son. He began to lament for all that his son had done. The king was beyond the jurisdiction of a curse, as a general rule, and what to speak of a good king like Maharaj Parikshit. The offense of the king was most insignificant, and he is being condemned to death was certainly a very great sin for Sindhi. Therefore, Rishi Shamak regretted the whole incident. So, in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where we are hearing the inexperienced Shingi is practically committing an offense at the feet of the Maharaj Parikshit. In the previous verses we heard, he is calling him He's calling him like a dog, calling Maharaj Parikshit upstarts, calling different names to Maharaj Parikshit, not understanding, not realizing who Maharaj Parikshit is. And it is mentioned that the Sindhi attempt require Brahminical power both by birth and training, but Sindhi was lacking in culture due to inexperience and became puffed up with Brahminical power by the influence of Kali. Means Kali had entered in the heart of Sindhi. So now let's first talk about Maharaj Parikshit, who Maharaj Parikshit is. We know that Maharaj Parikshit in the womb of his mother Uttara, the Brahmastra was scorching heat of the Brahmastra was there. This was heavy heat. Imagine the child is little young, little baby, and the Brahmastra's heavy heat comes. Of course, Krishna came to rescue him, but still the heavy heat in that womb, he was ascetic. Practically, he was ascetic to accept, to tolerate that heat. And of course, from the childhood, he had a darshan of the Lord in that womb. And that's why it's called Vishnuja. Also mentioned that he was the he was called the Bhagavatottama. Means first class devotee of the Lord. Now Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the now Anandra, he is also Manav Vardhanaka, and which is the prestige of his dynasty. He is also Saranga Ivasara Bhuka, means he is realist, like the bees, one who accepts the essence. And he was Dharmapala, means the protector of the religion. And then Srila Prabhupada is mentioning also, he is the Narendra, means the king among all the human beings. And of course he is Rajasri, he is a saintly person. He is a saintly king, saintly amongst the royal order. So, considering all these qualities the Maharaj Parikshit has, and Srila Prabhupada saying in the purport that the kings do no wrong. Why is that? Because the king is Rajarshi. He is a pure devotee of the Lord. Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktiruttam. Apichet Siduracharya. King do not come. He is a devotee of the Lord, completely absorbed, just like his grandfather, Yudhishthira Maharaj. So here, having all this qualification of Maharaj Parikshit, and he is coming in the Kuru dynasty, and the Samadrishi is coming in the Angira dynasty. So, Parikshit having all these qualities, and here the boy Sringi, who has got the power, but where he got the power from? He got the power because the king was powerful. King was powerful And because of that king, it is mentioned that the king's piety of the king goes to the praja. And Samakrishi understood that the prosperity, I have this prosperity, I have the power because of the king. King is a pure devotee of the Lord here. But because the Singh, his son, who is here, he didn't understand the culture. He didn't realize the culture and unculture, because of the unculture of him being, and because he is inexperienced, and of course the Kali has entered in the heart of the Samakrishi. Because of that, heart of this Singh, he acted like that. Now of course another side, let's look at the Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is pure devotee also get, you know, he also get hungry. He also has to drink water. He also gets thirsty, right? The Parikshit Maharaj acting like this, uncommon, unprecedented acts on the part of Maharaj Parikshit is also something to consider. But Srila Jiva Goswami mentions that this is the act of Krishna. It was Krishna. Krishna wanted to fulfill three purposes by having Maharaj Parikshit act like this. Because it's unprecedented, uncommon. Maharaj Parikshit is a pure devotee of the Lord, and he goes to the hut, and here the Samakrishi is completely absorbed in his meditation. And the snake is there, and Maharaj Parikshit put the snake around the neck of this rishi. Because he was tired, he was thirsty from his hunting, whatever. But why would he do that? So Jiva Goswami says that it was Krishna's act. Krishna was purpose. Krishna's one act fulfills so many purposes. That is Krishna. So what was the first one, as everybody knows? First one was that Krishna wanted to have the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna wanted to set up the stage where the Parikshit will be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Sukadeva Goswami will come to rescue him. That was the first one. So he wanted to set up that stage here and for the benefit of the general public, because Krishna knew that after he is gone, Kali is going to get heavy. And Maharaj Parikshit tried to stop Kali. And he did. But what is after Krishna leaves, what is the solace for the general public? What is it? Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna wanted that Srimad Bhagavatam, glory of the Srimad, because Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than Krishna. So he wanted to have Parikshit Maharaj as the question and have Sukadeva Goswami come and all the rishis hear Srimad Bhagavatam. For the benefit in this age of Kali. Second thing is that Maharaj Parikshit, Sri Krishna wanted complete, it is mentioned, absolute detachment. Krishna wanted to have that, having Maharaj Parikshit. Now Maharaj Parikshit was detached anyhow. He was completely detached. He was ascetic. As we said, in the womb of his mother, Krishna came to rescue, but he had that heavy heat of the Brahmastra. Little baby, tender skin, a little baby. So heavy heat. And he detached. It's not easy to detach. It's not easy to leave the kingdom. Imagine, you have the, everything is a king. You have. And you leave. Even though, of course, he knows that in 7 days, Takshak bird is going to come and he's going to die. But still, I mean, Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the one of the personality that, you know, the person was dying and he's telling to the doctor, can you save me? I have some plan to be fulfilled. I have some plan which I have planned it and I haven't done that. That plans are not fulfilled. Can you please save my life? Here Parikshit is leaving his crown, leaving his kingdom, everything. He just leaves. So he was in a detachment anyhow. But Krishna wanted to have absolute detachment. And that's what Krishna does. He did the same thing in Srila Prabhupada, isn't it? And the third is that Krishna arranged this so that he can bring Maya Pariksit back home, back to Godhead. And we can see that Takshak bird is going to his killing, biting Maya Pariksit. But his body is finished. But his mind is Yamam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Yajanti Kalevaram. His mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. So these are the three purposes Krishna wanted to fulfill by having Maharaj Pariksit act in unprecedented way. Now, saying this, we know that it is mentioned that Maharaj Pariksit, he is a representative of God. Apichetsu Durachara, the devotee is might do some act, but it is overseen. Some act. In case of Maharaj Pariksit, he is trained, and so is his Raja is also trained. Now when Srila Prabhupada was writing in the purport about the king doesn't do wrong, right? Now he's mentioned. So here, because of Maharaj Pariksit, this Brahmana boy has got the power. Imagine, little boy can curse. Just take the water. He's not even seen his father, Shamita. He's not even gone there. He's somewhere else. He's hearing the curse. is hearing, not Percy, is hearing this news, and he just takes the water and he just tells all these bad names to the Maharaj Parikshit. And he curses him. This is the power, little boy. Now how, where did he get this power from? Because the king was powerful. Mahabharata. So, and here Al-Kali is such a way that the boy who got the power from whom, now boy is cursing the same person who got, who gave him, who received power from the personality. This is the Kali. And another point is he has the knowledge, the knowledge he had, but he used this knowledge in the wrong way because of the not having the culture, not having the experience. Not having the... Now Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here the doctor, my practice. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the purport that a medical practitioner may kill a patient by mistaken treatment, but such a killer is never condemned to death. Now this is, we talk about the Vedic culture. This is Kali Yuga. Doctor is sitting in the class here. You have to have the insurance of the malpractice, isn't it? Yep. Even though the doctor can do according to the procedure which is given, and if the patient dies, the patient can sue. And that has happened many times. And the doctors are harassed for so many years for that. So this is the Vedic culture. That was the Vedic culture where the doctor is, king can do no wrong. So the knowledge is there, but the person who is cultured, he uses his knowledge, he is not proud of his knowledge. His humility and pridelessness, and he knows the knowledge where to use it, what time to use it, how to use it, which was not there in this world. And that's why he cursed. And of course, we know it. It's Krishna's arrangement. And that's why his father, Samakrishni, is condemning for what his son has done. And how can he go to say? Maharaj Parikshit doesn't know. How can Samakrishni go to say to the Maharaj Parikshit, Brahman comes to your kingdom. And Brahman supposed to, be nice to be a good, to bless to a king, right? But here, imagine Brahman comes in the kingdom of Maharaj Parikshit sitting on the Vyasasana. Brahman said, "Well, you will curse, you will be tied 7 days after 7 days." Imagine. So Brahman didn't go. Samakrishna didn't go. Because he was afraid. Samakrishna was very, and we will read in the next few verses of the qualities of the Parikshit Maharaj. We will hear that. So, what else is there? So it is important, you can have the persons who are given the abilities, persons who are given the good qualities. He understands that this is the arrangement of the Lord. You can have a good speech. You can have ability to have a good speech. But if you don't use that speech in the right way, proper way, and you can speak little bit wrong, what will happen? It can cause a havoc. So that is very important, what we speak. And particularly, here it is mentioned that God has given the gift, and that gift, how to use it, where to use it, when to use it, is very important. Now in Krishna consciousness also, to be authorities is not easy, because you are directly dealing with the Lord here and His pure devotee. Little bit you make a mistake and you suffer, and all the people suffer. So it's not easy. You are dealing with the God here and His pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada is so expert that he wanted this Vedic culture. Srila Prabhupada has a big, his ambitions are so big and broad. Srila Prabhupada is against the flow of the river. Srila Prabhupada is going against the flow of the river of the Kali Yuga, and he wants dive into the Vedic culture. He wants the Vedic culture. So Varnasram system, he wants it. Daiva Varnasram system, he wanted it, which is everybody's Kalaustubha Sambhava. The Shudras. And he wants to have a Varnasram system. So the boy didn't understand the scientific Varnasram system. He had a power. He received that power to the little boy. The little boy he can just curse the king. Just like that. Take the water, shoo! And the curse. They will die in 7 days. So he had that power. But he didn't understand the scientific Varnasram system. He didn't understand. Misuse it. And that's what happens. This is the age of Kali. Of course, Kali entered in his heart. Of course, it's Krishna's arrangement, but here Samakrishna is condemning for what his son did to Maharaj Parikshit, for little offense. He didn't take it seriously. Samakrishna didn't take it seriously, because he knew that. And then he heard his son is crying, and so what happened? Someone hurt you? And he was taking very seriously, because he thought, Singh thought that my father is humiliated by having the snake around him. And he took it seriously. But for the father it was, oh, okay, snake, here, throw up. So we'll read furthermore how in this chapter, how is Samakrishna is going to say more, and then of course you'll be coming to the point where we'll be ready for Dharma. So, any question, any comments as far as these shlokas are concerned? Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam.